This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Foundation is offering funding under the Gender Equality Fund. Up to $40,000 is going to be awarded by the end of this year to an on-island applicant. I sat down with Christina McWilliam to find out more about how local Cortez Islanders can access this funding. Maybe you could explain what the Cortez Island Foundation is and how you are involved with it.
So the Cortez Island Community Foundation, of which I am one board member, have been for, I think it's over a couple of years now. And the way I see this organization is we are solely focused on supporting, obviously, Cortez Island, supporting the people, the culture, the natural environment in ways that community foundations are able to do. And this particular project is one that we are able to bring these funds to Cortez because we are a community foundation, because these funds are coming to community foundations from East to West Coast who are participating in this initiative. We are by far the smallest foundation to ever have participated in this initiative. This is the second or third cohort to have gone through this five-year initiative. So we are by far the smallest.
Wow.
And the newest probably too.
Cool. So this specific initiative, the Gender Equality Fund, that's what you're referring to when you say
it's initiative. Yeah. The initiative is called Communities for Gender Equality. And the Gender Equality Fund is where the money's coming from. And that's a partnership between our foundation, Cortez Island Community Foundation, the Community Foundations of Canada, the Equality Fund, and with support from the Canadian government.
Wow, quite the collaboration.
It is really a collaboration. And I just was in a conversation yesterday about how miraculous that this is actually happening, because it's not normal for the government to channel funds through Community Foundations of Canada. It's happened three times, and the other two were all COVID related. So this is quite a unique opportunity to focus on gender equality.
Awesome. So let's speak directly to this opportunity. There's an application process and an opportunity to apply. Who may apply for this fund?
Yes, that's a good question. And I am going to tell you what I can, but I'm also going to direct people to the Community Foundation of Canada website, because there you can actually get a lot of questions answered about the application process and about who can apply. There are qualified, and those are registered charities. So a qualified donor that has been working to advance gender equality, working to support women, girls, the way they list it is women, girls, two-spirit, and gender-diverse individuals. Now, I get the question, what about an individual or a non-qualified donee? And yes, non-qualified donees can apply as long as they partner with a qualified donee organization. And the project can be run by the non-qualified donee or a non-registered social profit. And there's a whole process. If you go on the application page, you'll find how it gets worded and who becomes what. But yes, it is possible to apply if you are not a registered charity or what's called a non-qualified.
So can you tell me some examples of what types of projects would be applicable for this fund?
It's actually quite a wide range of initiatives, because as we know, most areas, whether they be environmental, poverty, food security, those all can be channeled through a gender lens. You can look at each one of those with an eye towards gender equality. Take the food security, or you could look at something like recovery from COVID. There's statistics that show that women were much more heavily impacted and more jobs were lost for women and less recovery afterwards has been happening. So you could, I believe, have something that you focused on gender as your lens, but of your project could be quite varied. There's all range, and we can think on the island of affordable housing, childcare, which greatly impacts women predominantly in their ability to go back into the workforce, especially full-time. I would encourage people to definitely take a look. If they have projects in mind that they are wondering about, they can also email me or they can email Manda and we can help them to navigate the Community Foundations of Canada website if they're having a difficult time. But I went through it and it does give a lot of information. There are some things that aren't, like a major capital expenditure wouldn't be funded through this initiative.
So are existing programs and projects also applicable, or does it have to be a new program or project? So maybe one example might be, I just spoke with the Cortez Island Play School, which is run under a nonprofit, the SCCA. So I know that they're looking for more funding and donations right now. Would they be applicable to apply for funding just to support their expansion in the childcare sector?
I can't answer this definitively, but just based on what I do know, what you said, I think that was the key there, was an expansion of an existing project, right? Because it's an increase, it's recognizing a lack of the project and it's a building. And so I can't answer that definitively, but I know that we've sent this to the hall because we think that there's definitely something there that they can look at in terms of their program.
Very cool. So it sounds like quite a lot of options and opportunities for the various programs and projects that already exist and are, yeah, recovering from COVID or starting new programs or just opening up again their programming. So a nonprofit organization, which there's so many on Cortez.
So qualified donees, so a lot of the registered nonprofits are considered non-qualified donees. So qualified, that's a clarification. Qualified donees are registered charities, but there are quite a few of those on the island as well. So that the non-qualified donee finds a partner and they are the manager of the project, but they're supported by or working under the auspices of this qualified donee.
I saw that once the application process was announced, it was already open and it's closing on October 31st. Is that right?
That is correct.
Why is the deadline
so soon? Why didn't people have more time? Why didn't they know about it sooner? Yes. And there's a couple of reasons. And I'm going to start by saying this whole initiative is really new and we are new to it, for one. I just became aware of the deadline on September 26th. Having looked back through the original application that we made to be part of this initiative in May, this information was there. There was a change in leadership within the Community Foundations of Canada around the project management. So someone that just came on in August that we connected with, and there was a bit of a glitch in what was going out or what was thought was going out, and that's why we will do whatever is needed to help support these organizations that want to apply to get that in before the 31st of October, because we would love to see some good applications come in from Cortez.
So if they wanted to contact you directly and get that support, what's the best way to contact you?
My email, it's christina@cortezfoundation.ca. They can also email manda@cortezfoundation.ca. And we will do our best to help. We both have a connection with the Foundations of Canada where I can ask any question and she gets back to me very promptly. I think we can together as a community really make this happen.
The fund is $40,000. That's all for Cortez Island applicants. Is that right?
That's correct. We asked for $40,000. It's a matching grant in gender initiatives. So that our foundation is also going to match that. And that's not part of this granting process. So we didn't overreach there in our ask, but it's all for Cortez. And how it is awarded out is up to the community. It's up to us. So it could be one big or it could be a few.
Is there anything else that you can tell me about the application process? You mentioned the website to go to initially to get most of your questions answered around whether or not the idea is a qualified idea. What is that website?
On our website, on the Cortez Foundation website. If you went to grants and clicked on the Fund for Gender Equality, that will come up and that information will be on there. And those links will be on there to the Community Foundations of Canada. And on there, that's one that you click on, I believe, that is answers questions to checklist to go through to see whether you could qualify. Then there's the actual application process. You do your application online through a online portal that's through that website on the Community Foundations of Canada.
Have you had any applicants put in their application yet, or at least show an intention to?
I was on the portal. We don't have any at this point. I've had two emails of interest, people interested, another email just wanting more information about how to research it. So I think there's some people and some organizations that are interested, maybe trying to figure out which part of what they do will fit, as in all grant writing, it's how to fit. But I do think that this is a fantastic opportunity for Cortez and for gender equality and for recognizing some areas that may need this extra support.
Awesome. So just to clarify the qualified donees, you said it is charities. What about First Nations bands? Or are there any others?
Yes, absolutely. There's a whole piece in there where the Community Foundations of Canada prioritizes projects that are, they use the term self-led. And let me explain it. So they're actually led by the very community that they will serve, right? So if this were a project about Indigenous women's health, that it was put forward by an Indigenous women's organization or run or led. And so that was another piece. That's a priority, is that the organization be led by, or at least have a strong membership of those people, those individuals that are going to be served project. But yes, First Nations qualify.
So charities and First Nations, are there any other examples of organizations
of
that
a qualified
are...
donee?
Yes.
Qualified donees, here's what they are. They're defined by the Canadian Revenue Agency as registered charities, registered Canadian amateur athletic associations, registered Canadian municipalities or their housing, cultural, and recreational agencies, First Nations and other registered municipal or public bodies performing a function of government in Canada. So there you go. That's the official definition of a qualified donee. And that's why there are so many organizations, very qualified, and that aren't considered qualified donees. So it's a weird term to me, but now that they allow this partnership, it's not as difficult, I don't think, as it was to apply for funding when you aren't a registered charity.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.